Hello to all the viewers. Thank you for joining us to Ask the Kabbalist. Hello, Rav Lightman. You sent us many questions to the show today, and we are thankful for that. And we invite you to send us more questions at all times. You can do it in two ways. One is through our phone, 1-700-509-209. 1-700-509-209. And another way to send questions is through Rav Lightman personal blog, which is leitman.co.il, or in English, leitman.com. Our first question is taken from your blog. Galit from the virtual group is writing to you. The unemployment situation in Israel is only worsening. Who is really suffering the blow here, the unemployees or the country? Well, actually, it's mutual. But how will the country have money to pay the unemployed? We don't understand that if we're talking about people who are unemployed, who are fired from some factory like Pri Galil, then the country can somehow compensate for it. But if there's unemployment in all the country, so the country doesn't have money to pay the workers, and we won't receive unemployment fees like we are getting today. It'll be half and then a quarter and then... It's a problem, meaning the future is very worrisome. I look at these things very with fear, so to speak. I can add to that about the whole work realm and say that a few days ago, Cellcom, the cellular company, published the report showing that their profits kind of leaped. So if the whole market is in a freeze, the cellular companies are actually growing. Yes, it's all over the world like that, not only in Israel, all over the world. Because people don't give up on two things. One is TV, movies, and the more science fiction they are, the better, because a person needs something to escape to, something to compensate himself with. Something sweet for his soul, so to speak. And it's known that this is what happens in times of depression and despair. And this is why Hollywood is actually blossoming. And the cinemas, in the meantime, as long as people still have money to go to movies. And later it'll move to TV. And all the soap operas, all those things that can calm down people and detach them from the bitter life. And the connection between people, of course, is why the cellular realm developed. So you don't see unemployment in these realms? In these realms, look, there are things that fall first and things that are hurt later. It depends on the order of man's priorities, what he needs more or less. I think there'll be damage later, yes. What is this phenomenon in general of unemployment? What can Kabbalah say about it? Well, there's nothing to do. All over the world, we won't be able to fix the connection between people until we understand that this is really where the problem is. And the industry, the economy, the merchandise, and the ability to move them from one place to another, the communication between banks and the liquidity of credit and so forth, all showing that what's missing is the connection between people. And this is really what nature wants to show us. We have to realize that we are entering a phase where without the good connection between people all over the world as a global village in this global crisis, we won't be able to get out of the crisis. If the connection between people will better, the unemployment will lessen as well, everything will improve, right? Why? Because through the connection between us, we will want to bestow upon each other for the sake of the whole of humanity. Wait a minute, I didn't understand that discernment. We are now in a state where we have grown throughout the generations with our evolving egoism to a state where our will to receive isn't just big, it is also integral, meaning our ego, our desires, our thoughts are now influencing each other, just like what we know as the butterfly effect, that everyone influences the others, and we're all interconnected. And this state is like a new law. It's a new network that ties us together. And if we cannot manage the connections between us properly and work harmoniously together, then we are not able to comply with the present law. This is why there's a recession. This is why there's the lack of connection between the one who needs money and the one who needs merchandise, and the one who processes the soil and the one who needs the crops, and so forth. Meaning there is a lack of connection between people. There's extra here and lack there, but there's no proper connection between the two areas, for instance. Because we today are not in the regular connection that we were used to for a thousand years of development. We do not understand that we have entered a new state, a new phase. The force working in the world today is integral, meaning nature relates to us as one, one family. And we don't want to be connected together this way. Let's say that we do improve the connections between us. According to this integralness and mutuality, all the industry and the different factories, the high-tech industry, all the economic bodies, they'll be reestablished, of course, but through this network of forces, the attitude between people will be new. The relation will be new. We will already work as one family, meaning the world, if we take crops from here and soil from there and develop something here and use it there, everyone in the world will do something for the whole world, and this is how it'll be distributed. There's no choice. Maybe it can take dozens more years of development, but in the end of the day, the world has to be round. Meaning, in this model that you envision, we actually relate to our productivity and industry as one, and then the waste will be zero, you're saying, because we'll be doing everything out of the general perception that we are one. Yeah, like in a family. I worry for my family and for their needs, right? In the same way, today we have to worry for the whole world. Meaning, those guys are good with creating something they created. The other guys know how to grow crops, they do that, and so forth. Yes, and we will have to put together a world government that will manage the whole thing. And all those leaders and managers and the performers and until the very last person. And it'll be just like one family. In this state, the whole industry of war that maybe is leading in its extent is cancelled. Okay? Do you think we don't have better things to do with this money? Why not? And why does a person need to work 15 or 20 hours a day? Why do we need to suffer that much and so money is wasted on war? It can go towards education, any other thing. We're also destroying our planet. Soon we won't have water and we won't be able to suffer the natural disasters and plagues that are approaching. Of course, we have what to do with the money. That's not a problem. And after this blow, after this crisis, not much money will be left in the world. You see, $1,000 billion are now going to be spent in Obama's plan, and they're spent some big amount in Russia as well, and it just disappears. It vaporizes. Because those big numbers that seemingly existed and was thrown to education or warfare or anything like that, they were like bubbles. And now when you do the actual calculation, you see that that was only on the paper. But in practice, there was no cover for that. So there isn't really that much money in the world. Not countries or people are rich in the world. The zeros, all the zeros they had in their banks is just what they wrote to each other. You see, when someone announces bankruptcy in America, for instance, well, let's say a big bank or tycoons, where's the money? As if it's vapor, it vaporizes, right? It disappears into thin air. So we have nothing to worry about what to do with the money, who which is now spent on war. Besides that, I'll tell you, a week of America keeping its soldiers in Iraq is like building another collider in Switzerland for science. You understand how much we can do in the world, how much we can research nature and realize how to stop the climate problem as well, the ecology problem, to make Earth more comfortable for the creatures. So the escape from the crisis, to your opinion, is just a new perception that we're all one family. If we learn the laws of today's reality, this is what we see. I didn't make up this sentence that we are a global village. That is the form of connection today between all parts of humanity. And I didn't make up the condition of the butterfly effect, that everyone influences everyone. You know, like the butterfly that waves its wings and creates a hurricane in America, when it does that in Australia. Meaning, we are in a closed system. And according to this closed system of nature, we are in this sphere, closed sphere, and accordingly we have to treat each other. And that behavior is like in a family. In other words, we have to take into account each and every one. It can't be bad for someone if without damaging all the others. Okay, let's move on to the next question from Marius from Rishon LeZion. Hello, my name is Marius from Rishon LeZion City. I want to ask whether through the study of the Ten Sefirot, the worlds and all the levels, such a harsh and exhausting path is the only path to reach correction today and the salvation of the world. No, Malius, you're right, you're correct. I would say this. First of all, you don't need to study it. The common people don't need to study it. I'm a scientist and a Kabbalist, and when I engage in Kabbalah, I research the worlds, and I explain that to my students, to my disciples, to those who need it, to those who also want to be like scientists, in a sense. But look, for instance, at all the tools, the instruments you're using at home. Your fridge, your computer, your cellular phone, your TV, many other things. Do you really know how they work? No. Some other people develop these things and bring them to you. And, you know, and besides pushing a button, you don't know too much. Maybe you don't even know all the buttons. No, really, I'm looking at myself. I don't know all the buttons in my cellular phone. Yeah, my child also tells me, my son tells me how to operate things I don't know. So in order to use the world, you don't need to know all the sefirot and the worlds and so forth. You just have to live that good state, and we have to organize it. We only have to give you the proper tools for your level, so that you can use them correctly. So the explanation for those who want to be like the scientists, they need the thorough explanation so they can program things to bring to people. And the whole law, the whole Torah talks about one law only, love thy friend as thyself. That's all. That's the state we have to reach. Today we've reached that new era. So we don't need a lot of study here. That study is just for people who feel the need for it. Like scientists in this world, they feel a need, an urge to research the world and understand it better and so forth, and then make use out of it for the common person. And then they take it lower and lower until they create some instrument that eases our life. Another question from your blog. Ram says, in Israel, much less people want to join the army now. What do you think about that? Our education in Israel is very bad. Look at the Americans. They stand and sing their anthem and they're serious about it. Try not being serious about it there. You'll get such a bad attitude from all the others for doing that. And here, it's like a common thing. People are even proud of it. I noticed that phenomenon when I was in the army myself, when I just came in to Israel. I was in the army in the basic training and then the army reserves. And I noticed that it's terrible. Well, what's terrible? What's terrible is that people are not educated to be connected with the homeland. But people are not connected with the homeland. They go around the world. They go on a trip. No. I'm sorry. Both the English people or the American people, they are all connected to their... They all wander the world as well. But yeah, but Israelis do it the most. Yeah, but this isn't the matter of walking around the world. It is the matter of being connected to one's nation. And really, in our nation, it doesn't exist like in all the other nations, because our nation is not like all the other nations. Our nation, in its basis, is coming from the group of Abraham, who left Babylon and went to the land of Canaan, and their motto, their ideal, was love thy friend as thyself. And this is why that group existed. The moment we left that ideal of love thy friend as thyself, it was during the destruction of the temple, when we fell from brotherly love to unfounded hatred, we're no longer a nation. So you're saying that we don't feel a connection to our nation? Yes, the only connection we feel with each other is because we are surrounded by enemies. Yes, in a time of war, we feel a connection because there is no choice. And this is the only way for us to be saved. But the moment there is no war, everyone go to their own path and blow the whistle on each other. Meaning, until we awaken the brotherly love between us, we won't be a nation. We're not a nation today as well. So if I understand what you're saying, people don't feel connected to the homeland or to the nation, and it comes to expression by the people don't want to serve in the army, because the ideal that puts us together is love of others. And that is different to other nations. Yes, for them it's natural. If I'm Russian or German or French, there is some adhesive between the people. Even with the Americans, who are seemingly a collection of many cultures, many nations, they are still put together and feel that they belong to some kind of mutual culture and anthem and so forth. And in the nations of the world, it exists. In Israel, it doesn't. The next question is coming from Hannah through the phone. Hello, my name is Hannah, and I wanted to ask about infertility of men and women, and how does it pertain to the spiritual world? Yeah, it's a very special issue here. We see from the Bible stories that all the mothers were not fertile. They were infertile, and only after specific actions they succeeded giving birth. We don't know how long Abraham and Sarah were married, but probably some tens of years. And the same thing happened with all our forefathers and mothers. What does it tell us? That there is a spiritual root, and the Torah talks about the spiritual state, how to give birth to the new state, to man's new spiritual degree. This is the meaning of birth. Ben, son, comes from the word havana, understanding. When I understand better, when I'm going closer towards spirituality and the revelation of the concealed reality, that means that I'm treading the levels of the world and giving birth to children. These are my descendants, so to speak. And so forth. This root is very high. The moment we start improving our soul, meaning the attitude between people, when we move from our ego to from that ego that confines us, isolates us, and makes us reject everything that doesn't belong to us personally, if we open ourselves in the other direction, we will also, as it says, open our womb. So, a little more mercy and we'll have blessing in terms of giving birth. So, let's move on to the question that comes from the internet. Ricky from Chulom is saying, I'm studying with you for about a year through the internet, and I'm very happy, and I thank you. Today, a new Kabbalah course of yours started in my city, and on the one hand, I'm very happy because I want to study there. On the other hand, I'm afraid to study there because it's not going to be you, and it's important for me to study from a Kabbalist. Should I just keep studying from the TV? Well, one doesn't eliminate the other. One shouldn't be at the expense of the other, but I don't think this is correct. This is the right approach. Kabbalah campus, in all the places I teach, in my lectures or in the morning lessons or in the evening lectures, it's not for beginners. Or these are things that are not structured properly, from light to heavy, like in school when you learn the foundations and you build more and more knowledge, and then the person really receives the education. In these campus courses, I'm there seeing like what happens after they finish all the 3 years study course, and I see how much they understand, how much it gives them the right attitude, the understanding of what a group is and so forth, and how much it advances them. The campus course builds the human being. It doesn't just give knowledge, theoretical knowledge, so I recommend it very much. And there is no deficit in the fact that my students are teaching them and not myself. Besides that, you can still see me here. Another question through your blog. I study Kabbalah for a few years, and my children are very active in this. I have an 11-year-old daughter, and every time she comes from school, she says that her classmates have all kinds of gadgets and new solar phones, and she feels that she's not like them, because I can't upgrade her cellular phone every time she wants to. I feel that it influences her, and I don't know what to do with it. What should I do with it? It's really tough, because the child in this age is very influenced by society, and he feels hurt if he is not in the same status of the others, and even higher than the others. Honor, lust, and jealousy and envy is very important for children. It promotes them. It is actually good mental forces that develop us until we develop to the highest level that a person should reach. An explanation is required, and a compensation as well, meaning if you cannot... I really don't understand all those upgrades and the tools and how much does it cost. But at least what you need to do is to give the child some kind of attitude to life, so that he understands that these things are not important. I recommend the child to be connected to our children through the TV shows and the internet, and then he'll get some different kind of support that is more internal, more spiritual, and freer. He won't be so dependent on those values of the society and his school and so forth that appreciate people according to the better cell phone they have. So he'll learn to appreciate people according to what they are. And I think that we are pretty successful in doing that with our children here, and all the shows that we're giving are in our archive, and through the internet you can download them and watch them, and it's good for the child to get some impression from there. You can get everything through our website, kab.co.il. There's a family section there with all the content. And in our channel, we broadcast many shows for children, and it can help build a new values, a new ladder of values for them. Another question. I want to know, a woman asks, why most of the chefs are women, and the one who cooks at home is women. Well, I don't want to I don't want to hurt anyone, but just understand that naturally, a woman doesn't have the same creative juices as men have. Who are the experts in, the biggest creations, or even chess, or development of new methods and technologies, revelations? There are women, but it's very rare. It's very exceptional, because man has a greater, so to speak, imaginational development. He's like a child. On the other hand, a woman is more like firmly standing on the ground and so forth. This is why it says that it says to Abraham, listen to what Sarah tells you, because the woman is more realistic and the man is more scattered all over the place, having more wild imagination and more childish. So when you need big things, even when it's about food or development of new things, and even in the kitchen, you'll find men there. When there's execution, it's women. And when there's development, it's men. And this is how they complete each other. It's not a flaw. It's just, this is how we were separated into two pieces in our evolution. And like it says in the Torah, from one creature, two creatures, Adam and Eve, were created. And this is how we have to work together mutually. And that's true. But a woman gives birth, educates, builds the home, the foundation of this world. She promotes this world from the basis. The man is actually worthless without women. I always feel that women know how to get things done. You know what I'm saying? I can have a problem and I don't even know how to approach it. And the women always know how to get things done. Do this, do that, move forward. Yes, you just present the idea and she does it right away. Yes, and the problem is solved. When I looked at something as impossible, and she can do it in no time. Yes, and we have to understand that these two different attitudes, approaches, complete each other. I am very thankful to many of our women who study with us and help us so much in translating materials, cleaning the material, processing texts and so forth. Even the show that we are now making, it goes through editing and refinements before it goes to... Well, this one is a live show, but with other shows, and it's just impossible to do it without women. And if you put more men into this work, they won't be able to do that. Okay, we have a minute for the last question. Leora writes to you through your blog. They say that everything is within us, including the Creator. But on the other hand, we say that we have to get outside of us and feel the others. Can I get an explanation? Yes, if we move outside of ourselves, then we actually feel what's inside of us. But we feel that independently. Again, simpler, we have two forms of sensation. What I feel inside of me, meaning when I draw into myself, and when I feel what I feel outside of me, meaning when I give out of myself. And when I do that, I feel my internal world called the world of Ein Sof. It's also internal, but it's unlimited. It's unbounded, because I receive it through that giving. Well, we will have to learn all the rest and attain how it happens in a person. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you for all the questions you sent us. And I want to repeat the ways in which you can send questions to our next shows. Our phone is 1-700-509-209. 1-700-509-209. That's the phone in Israel. And you can send questions to Rav Lightman's personal blog, Lightman.co.il. That's in Hebrew. And in English, Lightman.com. And if you go into our website, you can find all the content that we've mentioned. And if you're in Israel, you can find details about the Kabbalah campus around Israel. Thank you for being with us, and until next time, all the best.